this is one of the most deprived parts of Scotland, if not the most deprived part of Scotland. And to give you a bit of context here, this is First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's constituency, certainly part of her constituency. Now, I have spent the day here so far, and story after story, everyone is telling me the same thing. This problem is absolutely rife, and it involves children. You mentioned there a minute ago, it involves children as young as 10 years old from the Roma community specifically being sold for sex. And a 17-year-old man actually earlier on told me that he was offered services for as little as £5. And what makes this so horrific today is this is not just a grooming gang. This is not teenage girls walking the streets. It's primary school children being prostituted by their own parents. And this has been going on not for days, not for weeks, not for months, but years is what we're hearing. Just to warn you that some of the things that you're about to hear in my report are seriously distressing, but we do feel that it is important to shine a light on what's happening here in Glasgow. So I'm now walking up Allison Street here in Govan Hill, and seemingly this is the centre for child prostitution, quite openly in the evenings. It seems to be a normal street, a lot of fruit and veg shops, corner shops, quite a busy street, lots of cars coming down here, families, mums with buggies. You get a sense that this could be any street across Scotland. Essentially, there are allegations of children from the Roma community here in Govan Hill sort of being forced into prostitution and sex work by their parents.
Our community people, they've been telling me as well.
What have they been saying?
There's prostitutes underage sex.
Child prostitutes?
Yeah, something like that.
What age?
Underage. Girls, 10, 12 years old. Something like
10 or 12?
12 to 13, 14 years old.
Is it Margaret?
Yeah.
Connor from...
Alright.
How are you getting on?
Hi, I'm alright.
How are you, Tom? Is that alright? Margaret, we're sitting here in the pub. It's, what, 9:30 in the morning. And I've just been across the street at one of the corner shops and been asking how readily available these young children are, Roma children, for sex work. And the man across there says, yeah, outside his front door, he knows of friends, some of his relatives have been offered sex by young girls.
Yeah, a lot of the customers get propositioned by young girls.
And what's said? What's the exchange of words?
They're offered whatever they want for £5, £10. They come in and they tell you.
What ages are we talking about here? Give us a description of what they look like.
Last week, the guy that came in said the wee girl was about 15. She stopped him over at that corner. Just asked him if he was looking for business. It's the fathers that are selling them, and they're usually round about.
So children outside, you know, are selling themselves for £5?
Uh-huh.
Less?
£5. One of my customers was even propositioned by a wee boy.
What age?
The wee boy was maybe about 12, 13. And he propositioned a man of 70.
Just tell me then, of the moment that you were approached by one of these Roma children.
It was a girl about 18, 19. She said, do you want to buy a baby? Do you want my baby? No, wait. No. No, you take my baby. I gave you my baby. You want to take my baby in close?
For sex?
Oh, she says in the close, so I went. I says, you having a laugh here? I said, away you go. Don't so stupid.
How horrifying is that?
It's disgusting. Disgusting with children at their age.
So there we have it. Harrowing accounts of what's happening here on the south side of Glasgow. And despite that man just at the end of my piece there saying that he wasn't sure whether that exchange between the mother and the baby was for sex, he did hint that it was an opportunity to take that baby down a side street here in Glasgow.
So it's Brian McInulty, Chief Superintendent, and I'm the Divisional Commander at the Greater Glasgow Division.
It's a culture of the 11th.
That's really uncomfortable to listen to. I don't know about you. That seems to be the reality just from the number of people that I spoke to just this morning, a random Friday morning. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I don't think anybody could listen to that, you know, footage and not be concerned by what they've heard. But I think the important thing to say is that across Greater Glasgow, we, as the police, work very closely with our partners in the Child Protection Committee.
Upon hearing what you've just heard, is it time to start speaking to the people who are being approached?
I had a meeting earlier on with colleagues. There will be a full investigation into, you know, the information that was contained within the media article, and also the information that you've just played to me there. I'd be really keen that we go and speak to the people that you've spoken to find out, you know, more information around what it is that they're actually saying, and that will form the basis of a thorough investigation. And actually, what they're feeding back is not really reflective of what you've just played to me. That concerns me, and we will absolutely look at that, and we'll look to see, you know, how can we get into some of the harder-to-reach people, and why is it that people can tell you that information and they're not able to report that to the authorities?
I think the concern is that, that I was on the street for less than 2 hours this morning and managed to find a handful of people who all managed to say the same thing. You say that partner agencies are telling you a different story and you're concerned about what you've heard. It's not rocket science, surely, to go out and find what we're finding on the street today.
Well, it's not rocket science, as you say, but actually we need to get more information. You've played me a very, very short clip there. I'm not downplaying this at all. This concerns me. As a member of the Glasgow Child Protection Committee, with all my partner agencies, we have a collective responsibility for the safety of children.